Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about sales cultures. Okay, relax. Now, most financial institutions I've worked with have their hearts in the right place when it comes to desiring healthy sales cultures. They understand that without first focusing on service, a sales focus may be counterproductive. Team members can be forgiven, however, if they grow a bit confused when they are told that service is what matters most, yet production numbers seem to be the primary focus of their evaluations. We want great customer and member reviews and positive shops. We want customers to feel good enough about banking with us that they tell their friends. That is the customer satisfaction holy grail. Yet when it comes to incentives and promotions, the numbers that tend to matter most are production numbers. Simply, folks who grow whatever portion of a business is entrusted to them, whether they manage only themselves or large teams, tend to advance their careers. When I acknowledge that fact during speeches, it's apparent that some expect me to rail just a bit about how that is wrong. We can't say that great service is our first priority, but then use production numbers as our primary success gauge, right? Well, not so fast. When addressing this, I have frequently cited one of my favorite quotes. Zig Ziglar once said, "You can have everything in life you want if you will just help other people get what they want." Upon sharing that with a group once, a young man joked, "Well, my boss wants new accounts. That's it." As his co-workers chuckled and nodded, I kidded that, "Well, it's good to know where people stand." I let the chuckling subside and suggested that if anyone is working for a manager or owner who is not focused on growing his or her business, he should have his resume ready. He or she is going to be needing it soon because businesses that aren't focused on growth are either going away or heading for a serious shakeup. That statement, while clearly true, tends to raise a few more eyebrows in recent times than the past. One of my more visited soapbox topics over the past 2 years has been the danger of taking our eyes off of a growth mentality. Well before the sales malfeasance story that sucked up all of the oxygen in banking news not all that long ago, I'd suggested to banks and credit unions that healthy sales cultures are not built on making sales, but on earning business. People who focus on making a sale tend to fixate on their own needs. They focus on what they have to say or do in the moment to get something that helps them. Whether or not it's in the best interest of a customer or member is of secondary importance. They are primarily looking to get what they want. In this case, it's a sale. People who are focused on earning business tend to fixate on providing whatever service, consultation, or referral best helps a customer or member. They focus their attention and energy on helping people understand and address their personal financial services needs. To borrow Mr. Ziglar's words, they help people get what they want. The byproducts of that often include new business, expanded relationships, and additional referrals. When we properly focus on the customer or member, we are focusing on our own business success. The people we treat well today stay with us tomorrow. They may have additional needs we can help with now, or maybe not. However, as their personal situations, careers, goals, etc. evolve, opportunities to expand how we help them increase. It's unfortunate that some companies' sales cultures lose focus of that fact. We forget to remind our teams that our sales, our growth figures, are in many ways a lagging indicator of how well we serve and help our customers and members. Measuring our growth, in other words, our sales, is the most meaningful way of gauging how good we are at what we do. Sales are not something we find ways to create out of thin air. Sales are the results of helping people. In an uber-competitive, increasingly homogenous industry, sales are what tell us if we are differentiating ourselves in customers' and members' eyes. An important part of differentiating ourselves is making the effort to know them, understand their needs, and yes, asking them to consider allowing us to meet those needs for them. Companies with better people and products tend to grow. That growth otherwise called sales, is not a disconnected activity. Growth is directly linked to the quality of our operations and our abilities to communicate that quality. An ongoing focus on sales results is a true focus on the competence, competitiveness, and ongoing health of our businesses. It's a focus capable leaders must have for the benefit of their team, you. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.